One of the main items we sell here at the Happy Givers is a statement. I mean, on shirts, on mugs, and whatever, stickers. If you hate anyone because of your faith, you're doing it wrong. It's a statement that we've made, that we believe in. We've had some comments, some positive, some negative about the statement. Sometimes, and mostly about justifying hate as an appropriate thing. Trust me, I know hate, so I'm tempted also. And we have to resist that temptation, the temptation to justify hatred and everything else that would come with hatred. But I had a comment here, Wilco00, Psalm 26, using scripture, right, to maybe bring a different perspective to the statement on hate, or to validate hate scripturally. He uses Psalm 26:5. First concepts, I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked, as in God saying. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. This is a common one. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. Again, God speaking. I try to approach scripture as somebody who is learning, as opposed to assuming that when scripture says something, especially if it's God saying it, like, I'm God, I'm not. And I know you know that you're not either. So, and a couple of points here. Number one, it says that God hates the assembly, not the evildoer. So even though there's an element that God is very allowed to have any emotions he would want to have, that the hatred is towards the gathering, right? And usually if there's evildoers gathering, they're probably planning to do evil on other people. So the hatred would be maybe against the plans to hurt other people. That would be number one. And it's very clear, especially in the proverb there that was mentioned, is hate evil, not hate people. So the invitation from our statement is, if you hate anyone, right? Not anything, but anyone. We're talking about human beings. Then you're doing it wrong. And we believe in that. And definitely whenever we're using scripture to make a point, it could be a really good point. The invitation specifically from Jesus, and that is who we as Christians follow, Christians who follow Christ. We're trying to be disciples. We're trying to learn from the teacher. He is a teacher. He is a rabbi, right? And the ethics and the lessons and the invitations from Jesus are usually leaning towards, how does this affect me? How do I need to view this in the light of my internal struggle, my internal battle? And a very simple explanation and a very simple invitation, excuse me. It's the name of my second book, Jesus. There's this moment in John 8. The book is called Drop the Stones, because this wonderful moment that you can find people even outside of church talking about this moment. When the woman is caught in the act of adultery, the religious leaders are coming to literally murder this woman because she did the wrong thing. And they have Bible verses to prove, number one, that she did the wrong thing. And number two, they have Bible verses to justify how they're going to murder her because of the wrong thing that she did. And Jesus uses this moment to not judge the woman, but to judge the intention, the gathering, the assembly of the evildoers, religious men using Bible to hate, and hatred then becoming violence using Bible verses. And so Jesus makes that incredible, universal. It can be found outside of scripture. It can be heard in people in other traditions that are not even Christians. Whoever is free of sin, let that be the person who casts the first stone. Of course, the religious leaders drop their stones. They drop their stones and they leave. And Jesus is left alone with this woman in the private moment of Jesus with the woman. Then there's that invitation, go and sin no more. But that's after Jesus saved her life from being murdered by religious leaders who were using the Bible to hate her, and hatred that would become violence against her. So always the invitation is for me to look inwards. It is often said, and we've created some content around this, read your Bibles, or this is what the Bible said, or the Bible is super clear. And I get that statement, because I'm sometimes like, Matthew 25 says this, feed the hungry, love your neighbor. And so I understand the pull towards using the Bible as the thing that validates everything I already believe in. But maybe the invitation is more towards what parts of the Bible are you and I choosing as the main things that we're going to focus on? Because we could focus on Leviticus and not eating shrimp and not eating pork and everything to do when you're PMSing. Maybe we could focus on what to do on those days, right? But that's not the intention. The invitation, right, is, and I'll use the word to my friend Brian Son, because he says it way better than me, as it happens many times before. We all make errors in our theology, you and me both. So my recommendation is to err on the side of love. Why? Because God is not doctrine. God is not denomination. God is not war. God is not law. God is not hate. God is not hell. God is love. So there's no doubt about it. Will, me, we might be wrong. I'm very conscious that I might be wrong, but I'm choosing to err on the side of love. And if I'm going to focus on any scripture, I'm going to focus on the ones that invite me to love my neighbor, not to hate them. I'm cherry picking, as they say, on the ones that invite me to be a peacemaker, on the ones that invite me to turn the other cheek, the ones that invite me to bless my enemies, the ones that invite me to forgive debts, the ones that invite me to be the kind of person Jesus demonstrated that we could be as full humans.